Thanks for having me on.
Very good to talk with you, because this is something that maybe teachers of history, teachers of journalism, would like to know more about and be able to get a more balanced view. They hear one view in the mainstream media, and then they hear another point of view somewhere else. Can you please help bring some sense to this war in Ukraine?
Well, it's, as we say in our book, a senseless war, because it could have easily been avoided if the people in the governments had listened to each other early on. For example, there was an agreement that the U.S. would not expand NATO after 1991 and the fall of the Soviet Union, and yet the U.S. and NATO violated that agreement despite all the warnings that kept coming from academics and diplomats and experts in all countries who said this was going to lead to a conflict. So had people listened to the advice of those in the know, they could have stopped this war early on. And unfortunately, unless we can build a global movement for ceasefire negotiations, this war could drag on for years to come. And of course, the real danger is that it extends to a direct war between the U.S. and NATO on the one hand and the Russians on the other hand. And let's remember, the U.S. and Russia have over 90% of the world's nuclear weapons. A war directly with Russia could easily spin out of control and become a nuclear war.
On that note, Medea Benjamin, I want to thank you very much for joining us on Politics or Pedagogy.
Thank you for having me on.
This is John Crumshaw with a special Politics or Pedagogy Education Report.
On KPFK, you hear more than a soundbite. That's education. That's our mission.
And please do support KPFK, your local radio station powered by the people. Please make your contribution online at kpfk.org. Like what you hear on KPFK? Call 818-985-5735 and press 2 to become a sustaining member.
90.7 FM, KPFK, Los Angeles.
Good afternoon and welcome to Middle East in Focus. I'm Negwa Ibrahim.
And I'm Esti Chandler.
Today, we are joined by our colleagues from Radio Intifada, and we are so excited. We've been wanting to do this for so long. Please, introduce yourselves.
Yes, indeed. Thank you. Thank you, Negwa. Good afternoon. I am Ankine Antaram, host of Radio Intifada.
Hello, hello. I'm Misha Chowdhury, also a host of Radio Intifada.
We are so, so excited to be joined together for this special one-hour show where we get to share with all of you, the listeners, our passion for our programs, our passion for KPFK, and our true appreciation to all of you for your support over the years that enabled us to keep bringing you news from Southwest Asia and North Africa that, quite frankly, is not being aired and shared by mainstream media. And also not within alternative media many, many times. And it's really because of your financial support that we're able to bring to all of you news that is uncensored, thought-provoking, powerfully revealing the truth of what is happening. As a result, always coming back to U.S. domestic and foreign policy in the SWANA region, it's that kind of information, that truth to power, that allows us to make informed decisions to really try to impact and make change. It's the kind of truth like what is happening in Gaza and what has been happening in Palestine as a result of Israeli apartheid, violence, and genocide since 1948 through the unconditional financial, military, and ideological support of the United States. And through all of you, the listeners, we are able to be truly independent radio, free from corporate sponsorship, so that we can bring to you voices like Chris Hedges, Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist and author of 14 books, including his most recent, A Genocide Foretold, which confronts the stark realities of life under siege in Gaza and the heroic effort Palestinians are waging to resist and survive. This book weaves together personal stories, historical context, and unflinching journalism from his years on the ground in Palestine. Chris Hedges provides in this book an intimate portrait of Israel's systemic oppression, occupation, and violence against Palestinians, and importantly, is issuing a call to action, as KPFK is as well, for all to bear witness to this humanitarian crisis and to help put a stop to the genocide. But the only way we can do that is to ensure that we are making sure that the truth is disseminated. And through your support, we are able to do that and not be censored, which is unlike many of our colleagues within the media. We, as KPFK, actually recently hosted an event featuring Chris Hedges. And throughout this hour today on Middle East in Focus and Radio Intifada, we'll be sharing with you some of the powerful clips from that event so you can hear from Chris Hedges directly on the human consequences of Israeli oppression, apartheid, occupation, and violence experienced in Palestine today, once again through the unconditional support of the United States. So, right now, here is Chris Hedges in his own words from that recent KPFK event.
Israel, supplied with billions of dollars of weapons from the United States, Germany, Italy, and the United Kingdom, created this hell. It intends to maintain it. Hepatitis A, caused by drinking contaminated water, is rampant, as are respiratory ailments, scabies, malnutrition, and the widespread nausea and vomiting caused by eating rancid food. Nearly 500,000 people are facing starvation. Some 1.9 million people have been displaced, amounting to 90% of the population. They live in makeshift tents, encamped amid slabs of concrete, or in the open air. Many have been forced to move over a dozen times. 9 in 10 homes have been destroyed or damaged. Apartment blocks, schools, hospitals, bakeries, mosques, universities. Israel blew up Isra University in Gaza City and the Turkish Palestinian Hospital on March 21st in controlled demolitions, along with cemeteries, shops, and offices have been obliterated. The United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees in the Near East, UNRWA, estimates that clearing Gaza of the rubble will take 15 years and cost between $40 billion and $50 billion. But any rebuilding of Gaza, Israel, and the Trump administration have decided will not be done for the Palestinians. Israeli organizations, including the far-right Nakala organization, have held conferences to prepare for Jewish colonization of Gaza once Palestinians are removed. This is the last chapter of the genocide.
Chris's words are as sobering today as they were on the day of the event. Friends, today with a pledge of $120 to support Middle East in Focus and Radio Intifada, you can get, as a gift, with your pledge, a copy of Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Chris Hedges' new book, A Genocide Foretold, which provides an intimate portrait of Israel's systemic oppression, occupation, and violence against Palestinians, and issues a call to action for all of us to bear witness to this humanitarian crisis and help put a stop to the genocide. You can call to pledge your support at 818-985-5735 or log on to kpfk.org.
And Esti, you know, I started listening to KPFK, to Middle East in Focus and Radio Intifada, when my professor, Charles Simmons, who was a programmer here, introduced me to KPFK. And for the first time, I heard the Palestinian and Arab perspective in American media. I am from Lebanon, so I know that perspective. I grew up near Palestinian camps. In fact, I heard and we lived through the bombing of Tel Zaatar camp, which was obliterated. It was a very violent destruction, much like the bombing of Gaza right now. It's not much talked about, but part of the history of the war in Lebanon. But here in the U.S., all I heard was the mainstream media framing the Palestinian Israeli conflict from the Israeli perspective. And this media made me realize and appreciate listener-sponsored independent radio station like KPFK. So when we say this is listener-sponsored radio, what are we really saying? That you, our listeners, sustain us by your generous donations, that you make these programs possible. And not only the programs, but the transmitters, the computers, the electricity, everything it takes to bring you those programs to stay on air. You make that possible. So tell us that KPFK is a valuable community and personal resource, and that you appreciate alternatives to mainstream media. If you haven't yet offered your support this fund drive, please call 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK, or go to kpfk.org and pledge securely online. Thank you.
Here at KPFK, we have a long history of telling the truth and not being afraid of when that truth is complicated and too complicated for mainstream media, particularly as we are seeing the power consolidate even more in mainstream news avenues. It's especially important to have a listener-sponsored and independent source for all things WANA. Here at Middle East in Focus and Radio Intifada, we have been and still continue to be fearless in platforming people who really know what is going on in the ground, in not only Gaza, but the entirety of the SWANA region. And that is why it is so critical for you to help us keep doing this critical work. So if you have the means, please call 818-985-5735. That's 818-985-KPFK, or go to kpfk.org to pledge that $120 securely.
I love what you just said about it. You know, while we definitely make sure to zero in on what's happening in Palestine, what's happening in Gaza before October 7th. I mean, I think everyone forgets. Mm-hmm. You know, this has been happening for decades, and we have been reporting that. But I love what you said, Misha, about that it's also about the SWANA region as a whole, and that we are really bringing news that is impacting the SWANA region as a whole that folks aren't getting elsewhere. And again, I have to keep saying, even within alternative media. And we're doing it also from the perspective that is significant for those here in the U.S., that's based on U.S. foreign policy, U.S. domestic policy, that is contributing to what we're seeing in the SWANA region, and that is really one of the causes of the violence, oppression, and destruction that we're seeing in the SWANA region. I'm just curious for all of the hosts here. I feel like many of us have started as listeners and became programmers. ST, maybe you could talk about that. How did you end up as a listener now as a programmer, and why?
I definitely started as a listener, and especially after the launch of Jewish Voice for Peace in Los Angeles in 2010, when I started being invited on to guest on other shows, and the more I listened, it became apparent that the one thing that you get on KPFK, you get it on Middle East in Focus, you get it on Radio Intifada and several other shows, is you hear Palestinians having a microphone, getting to use their voice. You hear people from Lebanon and Syria and other places that, you know, you didn't hear so much on mainstream media, or as Negwa says, even on all, you know, other radio and media that's considered alternative. But for many, many years, it was nearly impossible for Palestinians to get a microphone, to get a voice, to get to be on a panel or on stage or on the air. And that is one of the wonderful things about KPFK and our shows.
Yeah, and I'm curious for you, Misha, for you, Ankine, like how did you become listener to programmer, and why? Why that love and commitment? Because it takes a lot to do this work. It takes a lot for KPFK. I just want to say one other thing. I think people forget. KPFK runs 24 hours a day. It is the amount of support, effort, love, passion it takes to make that happen is incredible. And that happens through all of you in this studio right now, all the hosts, but also all of you, the listeners. So tell us a little bit more about how you became listener to programmer to make this happen.
Well, in my case, when my professor brought me here, he also had us go on air and produce. Interestingly, our show, the show at that time, Family Tree, was an African-American show. It was taken off air because David Horowitz went to the Senate floor and claimed that this station and that show specifically and other shows were anti-Semitic, so we were taken off air. That was my first experience. And then I was in the newsroom here for a while and went and covered the Republican convention in San Diego. And all this, Amy Goodman, and The Nation magazine, all the, everyone was there. It was just an amazing experience. And I learned that this is in line with my thinking, and I learned so much from listening to KPFK. You know, I just love being here.
Yeah.
And I have studied journalism, so I decided to stay in this kind of media instead of going to mainstream media.
Yeah, absolutely. So for me, I am a much more recent listener of KPFK. I first learned about Radio Intifada through David Lloyd, one of our hosts, a couple years ago. And I think something I really appreciate about it is just the deep dives that they're able to produce with people who are experts, not just kind of like academics or journalists, but also people who are really doing so much critical advocacy work and organizing work in the Swana region, but also locally, that is like connected to the Swana region. So when I had the opportunity to join as a host, I was thrilled because I think it's so rare to be able to bring people together and have conversations that are not censored, where there is not kind of like a corporate board that you have to answer to or like fear of political repression. So yeah, I mean, what we do here is rare, and I think such a gem of a program. And we couldn't do it without all of you who are listening. So
Yeah, that exactly that. So please pledge your support, 818-985-5735. We only exist because of all of you, the listeners. And like all of you, I mean, I grew up on KPFK. Every time I wanted to understand what was really happening when some news would break out, I would always turn, since I was a little kid, I would turn to KPFK. So it's such an honor to now be able to be a part of making programming happen so that we can have these substantive, nuanced conversations. Like you said, Misha, so important. Substantive, nuanced conversations that's bringing forth all types of experts with all types of backgrounds, especially those with lived experience on the ground. We're gonna go back to Chris Hedges, one of those experts, one of those who has lived experience as a journalist on the ground. And we're gonna hear right now again from Chris Hedges at a recent KPFK event where he's gonna talk about Israel's policy of annihilation of Palestinians, like that experienced by indigenous peoples here in the United States. These connections are very important. So let's hear from Chris Hedges now.
Israel's naked genocidal visage is exposed. It is driving Palestinians, many facing starvation, from northern Gaza, luring them south to the border with Egypt by setting up a few paltry food stations, none designed to feed 2.3 million desperate Palestinians, but corral them into caged military zones, engineered concentration camps. Israel shot dead at least 20 people trying to get aid from the newly formed Israeli and U.S.-backed Gaza Humanitarian Foundation. And this is a familiar counterinsurgency tactic, one the U.S. used in Vietnam, as well as the war in El Salvador, which I covered. It is about luring people like mice into a trap and positioning them along the Egyptian border to expel them. What comes next is mass starvation, scores of daily dead from diseases caused by contaminated water and food, and bombs, missiles, shells, and bullets. Nothing will function. Bakeries, water treatment and sewage plants, hospitals, schools, aid distribution centers, or clinics. Less than half of the 53 emergency vehicles operated by the Palestine Red Crescent Society are functional due to fuel shortages, and soon there will be none. Israel's message is unequivocal. Gaza will be uninhabitable. Leave or die. Since March 18th, when Israel broke the ceasefire with heavy bombing, over 3,700 children under the age of 18 have been wounded and 1,300 killed, bringing the total during 20 months of genocide to 17,000 children dead and 34,000 wounded. That's around one in every 20 children in Gaza. In one 24-hour period, 400 Palestinians were killed. But this is only the start. The images from Gaza during the 20 months of incessant attacks were awful, but what is coming now will be worse. It will rival the most atrocious war crimes of the 20th century, including the mass starvation, wholesale slaughter, and leveling of the Warsaw Ghetto in 1943 by the Nazis. October 7th marked the dividing line between an Israeli policy that advocated the brutalization and subjugation of the Palestinians and a policy that calls for their annihilation and removal from historic Palestine. What we are witnessing is the equivalent of the moment triggered by the killing of some 200 soldiers led by George Armstrong Custer in June 1876 at the Battle of the Little Bighorn. After that humiliating defeat, Native Americans were slated to be exterminated, with the remnants forced into prisoner of war camps, later named reservations, where tens of thousands died of disease, lived under the merciless gaze of their armed occupiers, and fell into a life of immiseration and despair. Expect the same for the Palestinians in Gaza, dumped, I suspect, in one of the world's hellholes and forgotten. The expansion of Greater Israel, which includes the seizing of Syrian territory in the Golan Heights, southern Lebanon, Gaza, and the occupied Bank, where some 40,000 Palestinians have been driven from their homes, and which I expect will soon be annexed by Israel, is being cemented into place. But the genocide in Gaza is only the start.
Extremely powerful words from Chris Hedges. I actually had the pleasure of attending and speaking at the KPFK event, which Alan Minsky emceed, that featured Chris Hedges. And I am extremely happy to welcome a surprise caller back onto Middle East in Focus and Radio Intifada, somebody our listeners know very well, a great friend to both our shows as well as many other shows on KPFK, Alan Minsky.
It is an honor to be with all of you. Look, it's very clear, I think, to anybody who has any kind of objective analysis that one, KPFK Radio, free speech radio, truly independent media, are at a premium right now in American society. We need institutions like this. And it is also, I think, objectively fact that on KPFK, there is no show that is more important to be over the airwaves in the United States of America, in Southern California, than these two shows. This is information that is true information. Real information is very often these days, most often these days, tremendously difficult information that the powers that be in our society does not want the population to know about. They do not want this information to be heard. And it is every bit, not only the best tradition of KPFK, the best tradition of Pacifica Radio, the best tradition of independent media, but the best tradition of a free and open society to have this information be shared among the population. And it is these shows that provide this essential information at this time. And so there is no more important project of KPFK I'd argue there is no more important project in media in Southern California, in the United States right now, than these two radio shows bringing this information over the airwaves. And of course, the reason that this radio station is able to provide this is because we don't have any corporate sponsors. Looking at corporate sponsors, they would stop supporting us. We'd understand that. That's the power dynamics of American society if we had shows like Middle East in Focus and Radio Intifada. We also are not reliant upon government money in the same way that NPR radio stations are, which of course do not provide information like this either. And it's absolutely essential this information get out. And the reason it can is because you support it. So in this hour right now, you have an opportunity to strike a blow for free speech, for the free flow of information, for essential information, so that the truth can be known about what is transpiring in the Middle East, in Gaza, and in all of Palestine, the West Bank too, of course. This information is simply not free flowing in our country, and we need a show like this. And there's no better thank you gift that can be offered than Chris Hedges' most recent book, A Genocide Foretold. Chris Hedges, of course, was a veteran reporter from occupied Palestine in Gaza. He was there at length. He understands the space. And again, this is a book that's available as a thank you gift for a $120 pledge of support to KPFK. That's just $10 a month. A Genocide Foretold, Reporting on Survival and Resistance in Occupied Palestine by Chris Hedges. And just a couple months ago, I was honored to MC an event, and Esty spoke of the event as well, with Chris Hedges. And of course, you've heard excerpts from that event. And Chris Hedges himself has no platform on electronic media in the United States other than the Pacifica Radio Network stations, because he tells too much truth about American society, about the American empire, about the injustices domestically and internationally that our government and our polity are implicated in. So Chris Hedges is a voice you just don't hear elsewhere. And it's a fantastic thank you gift, this book. Chris is an astonishing writer. As you can hear, he's an astonishing speaker. So call right now. The number is 818-985-5735. 818-985-KPFK.
Thank you, Alan. And this fund drive is also a membership campaign. You'll hear us talk about new members and how important they are. That's because broadening the base of support for KPFK is the fiscally responsible thing to do, and we will have less of these fund drives if more of you join us, become a member of our community, a member of KPFK's family. The more people who support KPFK, the more stable our financial situation is, and the better we are to withstand ups and downs in the economy. So if you never contributed before and you've never been a member, or you were one before but we are not right now, we ask you to call us and become a member again. And so our number is 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK, or go to kpfk.org and pledge securely online. Make the decision to support KPFK right now and call with your contribution. No amount is too small. $25, $50, $100, or for $125, you can get the book. Your individual decision to help support the programs are important to you and your community. Become a member. Call 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK, or go to kpfk.org and pledge online.
Yes, it's up to you. The people in power would love for you to believe that you are powerless and that we are all powerless. And even putting aside just the national level, if we just think about California, the Zionist lobby continues to clamp down on our ability to freely talk about the genocide and to freely critique the state of Israel as they continue to, frankly, just slaughter the Palestinian people. I mean, even if y'all are paying attention to the ethnic studies drama going on right now in the state of California, they just passed Assembly Bill 715, which is entirely designed to accuse teachers and really any kind of material that is critical of Israel, of being anti-Semitic within our classrooms. But we can counteract that repression by pouring into our own institutions. For the very low price of $10 a month, that is like one latte with tax and tip a month. You can make a substantial difference in making sure that we are that we can continue to bring this really important reporting to you. So I'm going to read out the number one more time for you. That's 818-985-5735 or 818-985-KPFK, or you can go to kpfk.org to pledge securely online.
That's right, Aisha. And with a pledge of $120 today to support Middle East in Focus and Radio Intifada, you will get a really wonderful thank you gift, a copy of Pulitzer Prize winning journalist Chris Hedges' new book, A Genocide Foretold, which provides an intimate portrait of Israel's systemic oppression, occupation, and violence against Palestinians for decades now, and issues a call to action for all of us to bear witness. Oppression is a big theme that Chris spoke about in his book, and especially on issues that our shows cover, oppression is ripe. As Misha was saying, there's California legislation, two pieces of it passed recently that are sitting on the governor's desk, either for veto, hopefully not for signature, that would really change what people can say on campuses, in classrooms, teachers, students, faculty, and what they can say actually on social media, threatening social media outlets that if they don't adhere to the IHRA definition and if they don't crack down, they'll have huge fines, so that they will be even more oppressive than they've already been. And we've all seen how our numbers on social media have plummeted because of them changing the algorithms to keep voices who are telling the truth about what's happening, the oppression, what's happening both in Gaza and the oppression to speaking about it by our own government and mainstream organizations that want to conflate anti-Semitism with anti-Zionism, two very different things. Israel is not a person. It's not a Jewish person. Critiquing that the government and their actions is not anti-Semitic, just like it's not anti-American to critique our own government's actions and missteps. Freedom of speech is under assault right now, possibly like never before. This Zionist McCarthyism is really, really becoming, you know, very much in our faces. And if people didn't notice, they should look at on Thursday, President Trump signed a national security presidential memorandum. It's stated to establish a comprehensive strategy to investigate, disrupt, and dismantle organized political violence and domestic terrorism. As many of our listeners who lived through 9/11, as Negwa, who lived through 9/11 in this country, know well, that the Supreme Court, having given the president unitary privileges and the power to basically break laws, if we thought what happened after 9/11 was oppressive towards our Arab, Muslim, Palestinian, Black, and Brown Americans, this is really scary, and people should go online and read about it.
And I think what's so powerful about, you know, what you all have been talking about, what I think we all try to do as programmers here on KPFK, and really what KPFK stands for, is exactly what actually Alan said, free speech. I mean, we cannot take that lightly, especially at a time where, you know, and again, this idea that free speech is under attack now is a misconception a little bit, because it's been repeatedly under attack for decades, which is why KPFK has been the one space that has ensured truly that free speech is honored and is on the airwaves. And the only way we've been able to do that is because we are supported by the listeners, because we are community funded. I mean, again, we can't take this lightly that we have no corporate sponsors. That is crazy. Sometimes I wonder, how are we still on the air? I can't believe we've done it for this long. But we've done it for this long because of all the programmers that give their heart and soul and passion, all the sound engineers like Ozzy who give their heart, soul, and passion, everybody behind the scenes that is making it happen 24 hours a day for decades on KPFK, and all of you, the listeners. We do not exist without you. So please, please, pledge your support of $120 today to support Middle East in Focus and Radio Intifada, and you will get a gift with your pledge, a copy, as we've said, of Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Chris Hedges' new book, A Genocide Foretold. I want to take us back to Chris Hedges, and we're going to get into another clip from Chris, where you will hear once again from Chris Hedges discussing Israeli apartheid violence and genocide against Palestinians, but now through the lens of white supremacy. Again, these connections are very important, very important we understand these bigger contexts. So let's hear again from Chris Hedges.
The world is breaking down under the onslaught of the climate crisis, which is triggering mass migrations, failed states, and catastrophic wildfires, hurricanes, storms, flooding, and droughts. As local stability unravels, industrial violence, which is decimating the Palestinians, will become ubiquitous. Israel's annihilation of Gaza marks the end of a global order, guided by internationally agreed-upon laws and rules, ones often violated by the United States in its imperial wars in Vietnam, Iraq, and Afghanistan, but ones that were at least acknowledged as a utopian vision. The U.S. and its Western allies not only supply the weaponry to sustain the genocide, but obstruct the demand by most nations for an adherence to humanitarian law. They have carried out attacks against the only nation, Yemen, which has tried to halt the genocide. The message this sends is clear. We have everything. If you try and take it away from us, we will kill you. The militarized drones, helicopter gunships, walls and barriers, checkpoints, coils of concertina wire, watchtowers, detention centers, deportations, brutality and torture, denial of entry visas, apartheid existence that comes with being undocumented, loss of individual rights and electronic surveillance are as familiar to the desperate migrants along the Mexican border or attempting to enter Europe as they are to the Palestinians. Israel, which, as Ronan Bergman notes in his book Rise and Kill, has assassinated more people than any other country in the Western world, cynically employs the Nazi Holocaust to justify its hereditary victimhood and justify its settler colonial state, apartheid, campaigns of mass slaughter, and Zionist version of Lebensraum. Primo Levi, who survived Auschwitz, saw the Shoah for this reason as, quote, an inexhaustible source of evil, which is perpetuated as hatred in the survivors and springs up in a thousand ways against the very will of all, a thirst for revenge, as moral breakdown, as negation, as weariness, as resignation. Genocide and mass extermination are not the exclusive domain of fascist Germany. Adolf Hitler, as Ami Cesari writes in Discourse on Colonialism, appeared exceptionally cruel only because he presided over the humiliation of the white man. But the Nazis, he writes, had simply applied colonialist procedures which until then had been reserved exclusively for the Arabs of Algeria, the coolies of India, and the blacks of Africa. The German slaughter of the Herero and Namaqua, the Armenian genocide, the Bengal famine of 1943, then British Prime Minister Winston Churchill airily dismissed the deaths of 3 million Hindus in the famine by calling them, quote, a beastly people with a beastly religion, along with the dropping of nuclear bombs on the civilian targets of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, illustrates something fundamental about Western civilization. The moral philosophers who make up the Western canon, Immanuel Kant, Voltaire, David Hume, John Stuart Mill, and John Locke, as Nicole Fleetwood points out, excluded enslaved and exploited people, indigenous peoples, colonized people, women of all races, and the criminalized from their moral calculus. In their eyes, European whiteness alone imparted modernity, moral virtue, judgment, and freedom. This racist definition of personhood played a central role in justifying colonialism, slavery, the genocide of Native Americans, our imperial projects, and our fetish for white supremacy. So when you hear that the Western canon is an imperative, ask yourself for whom.
Pledge support to make sure that Radio Intifada and Middle East in Focus remain over the airwaves of Southern California, because this information needs to be over the airwaves of Southern California. It's only with your dollars and your support that it remains over the airwaves of Southern California. 818-985-5735. And for a $120 pledge of support, pick up Chris Hedges' new book. Now, I encourage people to pledge at whatever level they can for this show at this hour of our history. If you can only afford $5, please call in and donate $5. If you can afford $25, is the price of an annual membership for KPFK, then call in and give that. If you can pick up a few copies of Chris Hedges' book, maybe share two with friends, say a $360 pledge of support, get three copies. If you can afford that, this is really worth supporting, folks. We need this information. As Chris started his speech, Palestine, immersive Palestine, immersive Gaza, is the moral issue of our time. And we just know this to be true, folks. The atrocity of what is transpiring there and our America's complicity in it is all too real. And this information and the truth about it is not available. I mean, it's available on Pacifica Radio. Fantastic reporting done by Democracy Now!, the flagship show of Pacifica Radio. We need to keep KPFK alive and over the airwaves. But in particular, these two shows, unique to KPFK Radio, with incredible legacy. The whole SWANA collective must be heralded for the heroic work in bringing forward information throughout the whole course of the time that they've been on, throughout my entire tenure as a program director, the information coming from the Middle East during the time of the hot wars in Afghanistan and in Iraq, and of course, everything transpiring in all the countries of the greater Middle East. And I'm Middle East in Focus with its roots with the fantastic and brilliant and great Don Dostani, with support from Casey Kasem. It's just one of the great shows in the history of Southern California media. In fact, those two gentlemen were involved in a lot of radio shows. One of them, arguably the most popular radio show in the history of radio in the United States of America. But no, their best show that they were involved in was Middle East in Focus. I can tell you that. And I'm sure the two gentlemen, and, you know, we honor them and their memories, would feel the same way, that there was nothing that they ever did that was more important than launching Middle East in Focus. So pledge now, 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. A Genocide Foretold by Chris Hedges is a featured thank you gift. And I know a friend of the show, Middle East in Focus, is Ben Ehrenreich. And he says about the book that Chris Hedges writes with heart and extraordinary moral clarity about a genocide that is unfurled in front of our eyes. A Genocide Foretold indicts not only the racist bloodlust that has overtaken Israeli society, but the full complicity of the U.S. government media and the hypocrisies at the heart of the West. Most cherished illusions. And that's from Ben Ehrenreich praising Chris Hedges' book, A Genocide Foretold. And that is so true. Chris Hedges writes with a level of poignancy on whatever subject he tackles that really is unrivaled in terms of social commentary in contemporary American letters. So A Genocide Foretold by Chris Hedges, $120 pledge of support at 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. What's most important is you give what you can now and call 818-985-5735.
In America, the poet Langston Hughes said, Negroes do not have to be told what fascism is in action. We know. Its theories of Nordic supremacy and economic suppression have long been realities to us. The Nazis, when they formulated the Nuremberg Laws, modeled them on our Jim Crow-era segregation and discrimination laws. Our refusal to grant citizenship to Native Americans and Filipinos, although they lived in the U.S. and U.S. territories, was copied by the German fascists to strip citizenship from Jews. Our anti-miscegenation laws, which criminalized interracial marriage, was the impetus to outlaw marriages between German Jews and Aryans. American jurisprudence classified anyone with 1% of black ancestry, the so-called one-drop rule, as black. The Nazis, ironically, showing more flexibility, classified anyone with 3 or more Jewish grandparents as Jewish. And fascism was quite popular in the United States in the 1920s and the 1930s. The Ku Klux Klan, mirroring the fascist movement sweeping through Europe, experienced a huge revival in the 1920s. Nazis were embraced by American eugenicists who lauded the Nazi goal of racial purity and disseminated Nazi propaganda. Charles Lindbergh, who accepted a swastika medal from the Nazi Party in 1938, along with the evangelist Gerald Winrod's pro-Hitler defenders of the Christian faith, William Dudley Pelley's silver shirts, the initials SS were intentional, and the veteran-based khaki shirts were only just a few of our openly fascist organizations. The idea that America is a defender of democracy, liberty, and human rights would come as a huge surprise to those France Fanon called the wretched of the earth, who saw their democratically elected government subverted and overthrown by the United States in Panama in 1941, Syria, 1949, Iran, 1953, Guatemala, 1954, the Congo, 1960, Brazil, 1964, Chile, 1973, Honduras, 2009, and Egypt in 2013. And this list does not include a host of other governments that, however despised, as was the case in South Vietnam, Indonesia, or Iraq, were viewed as inimical to American interests and destroyed, in each case, inflicting death and immiseration on millions. Empire is the external expression of white supremacy. The millions of victims of racist imperial projects in countries such as Mexico, China, India, the Congo, and Vietnam, for this reason, are deaf to the fatuous claims by Jews that their victimhood is unique. And so are Black, Brown, and Native Americans. They also suffer Holocausts, but these Holocausts remain minimized or unacknowledged by their Western perpetrators. Israel embodies the ethno-nationalist state, the far right in the United States and Europe dreams of creating for themselves. One that rejects political and cultural pluralism, as well as legal, diplomatic, and ethical norms. Israel is admired by these proto-fascists, including Christian nationalists, because it turns its back on humanitarian law to use indiscriminate, lethal force to cleanse its society of those condemned as human contaminants. Israel is not an outlier, but expresses our darkest impulses, ones being turbocharged by the Trump administration.
So I really appreciate how Chris Hedges speaks without mincing his words, doesn't walk on eggshells, is speaking with clarity and truth in a way where he doesn't have to censor himself because of the fact that he has spaces and community like KPFK. And I think it's important for folks to remember when we talk about pledging your support for KPFK, yes, it's what we do here through the airwaves, but it's also the events that KPFK puts on that brings community together. That's not just about speaking about what we're against, but it's really about coming together to stand together about what we're about. And that, in terms of what we're about, free speech, discussion, dialogue, we're not going to always agree. And that's okay, even within KPFK. And that's where what we're about is creating a space where you can agree to disagree, mm-hmm. where there is discussion and dialogue, where we talk about things substantively and in a nuanced way. And we do it with the idea in mind that this is how we get to creating a world that is rooted in peace, harmony, and justice. And this is how we stand up against a world that is being shoved down our throats, a world that is rooted in oppression, racism, and violence. And it's through your support that we can all stand together to stand for and fight for the world that I think we all want to see. And that is possible. I think we think it's not possible. But it is possible, and it's possible through conversations like these because it starts with knowledge. Knowledge is power, and that's how we know from knowledge, true knowledge, that's how we know how to act and how to act in a way that's effective, informed, and impactful. So again, please, please pledge your support, 818-985-5735, or you can go to kpfk.org. I want to bring us now to the final Chris Hedges clip. So we can hear from him again, and then we'll wrap up the show, hopefully getting in more support because we don't exist without you. So please don't turn the station, okay? Stay with us. We just want to bring it home through your support, and let's get to Chris Hedges' last clip, and then we'll be out of here.
There are over 65 laws which discriminate directly or indirectly against Palestinian citizens of Israel and those living in the occupied territories. The campaign of indiscriminate killing of Palestinians in the West Bank, many by rogue Jewish militias who have been armed with 10,000 automatic weapons, along with house and school demolitions and the seizure of remaining Palestinian land, is exploding. Israel, at the same time, is turning on Jewish traitors within Israel and abroad. Those who refuse to embrace the demented vision of the ruling Jewish fascists and who denounce the genocide. The familiar enemies of fascism, journalists, human rights advocates, intellectuals, artists, feminists, liberals, the left, and pacifists are targeted. The judiciary, according to plans put forward by Netanyahu, will be neutered. Public debate will wither. Civil society and the rule of law will cease to exist. And those branded as disloyal will be deported. Israel could have exchanged the hostages held by Hamas for the thousands of Palestinian hostages, many held for decades in Israeli prisons. Which is why the Israeli hostages were seized. They could have done this on October 8th. And there is evidence that in the chaotic fighting that took place once Hamas militants entered Israel, the Israeli military decided to target not only Hamas fighters, but the Israeli captives with them, killing perhaps hundreds of their own soldiers and civilians. Israel and its Western allies, James Baldwin saw, is headed towards the terrible probability that the dominant nations, struggling to hold on to what they have stolen from their captives and unable to look into their mirror, will precipitate a chaos throughout the world, which, if it does not bring life on this planet to an end, will bring about a racial war such as the world has never seen.
Once again, that is Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Chris Hedges, with a pledge of $120 today to support Middle East in Focus and Radio Intifada. Folks can get, as a thank you gift, with your pledge, Chris Hedges' most recent book, Genocide Foretold, which provides a truly intimate portrait of Israel's systemic oppression. He knows, which he's seen because he lived in Gaza. He's been on the ground. The violence against Palestinians, he lays out very well in the book that has been going on not since October 7th, which many would like you to believe, but for decades before it, which informed the thing that Chris Hedges does so well, that we all try to do week after week on our shows, is to put historical context to the events of today, that things didn't just start on the day, that this is a product of, you know, decades of oppression, occupation, and violence against Palestinians and other people in the Middle East. I do want to say that, like that event that we held with Chris Hedges, our next KPFK event is going to happen on October 18th. We will soon have more details about location and special guests for that event, but mark on your calendar that the next KPFK in-person event will be on October 18th.
I want to return to something that Chris Hedges said in that last clip, where he said, "Empire is the expression or the external expression of white supremacy." I'll say that one more time. Empire is the external expression of white supremacy. And I think if that's true, which it is, increasingly mainstream media is just kind of the mouthpiece of white supremacy. The more that it refuses to question empire, and the more that it refuses to even say the word Palestinian, as opposed to Gazan, for example. And that's exactly why it's so important for us to keep Middle East in focus and Radio Intifada on air. I mean, we are running a radio show called Radio Intifada, so I think that tells you a lot about how unafraid we are of, you know, calling it like it is and not being kind of stuck in this frenzied fear state of backlash. Yeah, and it's you, our listeners, that help us to be brave and to be fearless. So once again, for $120, you can get Chris Hedges' new book. But you can also donate whatever you have. If that's $5, that still is helping to make sure that we can keep bringing you really important work. So once again, the number is 818-985-5735. That's 818-985-KPFK or kpfk.org to pledge securely online.
And yes, I want to say that, as Misha said, every dollar counts, and it's you know, again, whatever folks can give, you know, it's so important that we stay on the airs. You know, I'll get into it in a second, but KPFK is very personal for me. It's why not only did I start as a listener, but I became a programmer, because it's such an honor to be here and to be a part of what everyone is doing here at KPFK, as well as all of you, the listeners. We have a few thank yous that we want to give shout outs to. Go for it, ST.
Yeah, we just want to thank some of the people who've been calling. Jay Chops from Rancho Palos Verdes, Anonymous from Sherman Oaks, Abby Borge from Van Nuys, and Mark Friedman from Redondo Beach, donating in tribute to Cuba for training thousands of Palestinian doctors for the past 30 years.
Yeah, again, thank you everyone that's called in to support. You know, as someone who grew up in this country, as a Muslim, as an Egyptian, and I'm going to try not to get emotional, but I experienced so much anti-Muslim racism, both before 9/11 and after. And literally, I sit in classrooms being called a terrorist by my teacher, by the history books. And the thing that kept me not internalizing that and actually using that to resist and to understand that that is a lie was actually KPFK. I mean, it truly shaped me as a person, and it gave me the confidence and the knowledge I needed to know that that information out there that is rooted in racism, hatred, violence, is lies. And that really what we're here to do on KPFK is bring the truth that is rooted in peace, love, and I don't say that lightly. Love to me is an important part of what we do, because we do this from love. Peace, love, harmony, and most importantly, justice. I want to thank everyone who has been listening in, who didn't turn the dial, who stayed in. I know Fun Drive is not easy to stay on and stay on the air with us. So thank you for staying on and continuing to support us. I want to thank all of the folks here at KPFK. I want to thank Ozzy. I want to thank ST, Ankine. I want to thank Misha. Thank you so much to all of you, the listeners. You are the power of independent radio. Please pledge today.